This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
So this is not how I planned for this podcast to go, and I'm just going to walk you guys through it because I am not really in the best mood right now, and I would rather just prolong the Faith and Fitness podcast this week in order to give you guys a real, honest podcast because I am just so emotional today, and I do not love, not even today, just like, I don't know, just like right now, I don't know what it is. Hi, I'm Abby. And if you're wondering why the sound is muffled, it's because literally I'm speaking through headphones. My microphone isn't working. Things aren't working. I'm at home and I forgot my plug-in for my computer and just so many things were I don't know. Yeah, so now I'm here in my room, sitting here, like, trying to fight back tears, and I don't even know why, I don't know, I feel just kind of, like, I just want to scream, and I would say I'm in a really good season of my life, like, from yesterday to today, I've had a total 360 of, no, total 180, what are you talking about, Abby, a total 180 of just, like, mood shifts, and I think this is part of being a girl, and I also remember, like, I have times like this where I just get sad for no reason, but every time it happens again, I forget that it happens, and I'm like, why do I feel like this, and then I, like, get out of it, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, this always happens, but while you're in it, you just forget, and things just feel right now, and everything just feels crazy right now, and I always get emotional when I come home, and I don't know why, I just do, and so I was gonna start the first episode of Faith and Fitness today, but I think it would be more beneficial if I just spoke. I don't know, I think it's just something about being open and honest and real with you guys, and I'm kind of second guessing it, but I want to just talk and be open and honest because that's what this podcast is. And if I'm being honest, like, the past, I would say month, like, ever since I came back to college, I've really been struggling on, like, what to talk about and finding my voice in everything. And I want to spread the gospel, but this summer was so good because I felt so in touch with Jesus, and I still do feel so in touch with Jesus, but I'm in a season right now where I need to listen, and I'm in a season of really searching my heart for being prideful, because I feel like I'm very prideful in the fact of, like, praying for my own benefit, or Like, whenever I say prayers, like, you know, I have that, like, motivation of just wanting to have, like, gain for myself. Or even, like, yesterday I was at a Bible study with my mom, and they kept asking questions, and I didn't even listen to what other people were saying. Immediately, I just started thinking, what can I share? What can I share? What can I share? And I wasn't even listening to the other people around me. I wasn't even allowing them and their wisdom to pour into me. I was just thinking, oh, how can I wow these people? How can I show these people that I'm smart? And that's not the point. And it kind of hit me that, like, I need to be in a season of listening. And it's really hard to be in a season of listening when I have a podcast. And so it's just kind of difficult. And so I feel like I've kind of been scared to film lately because I just feel like I almost rushed through the podcasts. Like, I love doing this. And I know I'm not always going to feel super passionate each week. But I'm just in a rut right now of, like, I don't know, like, I'm not a preacher, and I don't feel called to be a preacher, so I don't look at these podcasts as, like, sermons, but I want what I say to be driven in the Word, and who I am as a person is I am a Christian first, and so even in, like, conversations, I want people to know that, but it's hard because I don't want to put out, like, information on a recorded thing that will be forever and, like, just have people listen to just me babble on and on and on. But I also don't want it to be a sermon because it's not that I don't feel qualified, but that's not my calling. I don't want to say I don't want to preach, but, like, I'm not called to do that style of spreading the gospel. And I'm in this place right now where, like, I just hit, I'm gonna get emotional. I'm so sorry. It's only 5 minutes in and I'm, like, already crying, but I guess, you know, when things just happen and, like, things just go wrong and they all pile on top of each other and it gets you really frantic and it's just like, that's just where I am right now. I don't know. I feel so happy where I am that I don't want to mess it up, kind of. And I feel like I started this podcast right when I was coming out of a really, really deep depression and I felt really motivated about it. And I love it. I love it so much. But I'm struggling now to find the new things to talk about. And I'm struggling to ask God about what I should talk about. And I think it's just a matter of, like, being scared of who I'm becoming in a way. Let me give you a little feedback or a little example. So I was here, I came home last weekend, and nobody knows this, so if you're anyone that went to the wedding, and it would mostly be musical theater people, but you guys know what I'm talking about. But I went to a wedding, and it was beautiful, it was amazing, but it was at a venue where I had grown, it was in my hometown, and it was at a venue where I had grown up, and I had grown up going to Sweet 16 parties there and formals there, and, you know, like, that was where my, like, teen years of living were. And so going back to a wedding of my friend who, like, I didn't go to the wedding because my mom got the invitation. I went to the wedding because it was for me, like, I got the invitation. And having all of my, which this wedding wasn't about me, but it was kind of an experience that showed me a lot about where I am, surprisingly. Anyways, so a bunch of my theater friends went to this wedding, and, I don't know, I was dancing, and it just hit me, and I was like, the last time that I was dancing on this floor, I was, like, at a Sweet 16 party, just, like, and I had no idea what was to come. like, I don't know. It's just like all my friends from my other world in college are now in my childhood world. And those two don't mix. Those two don't know each other. And those two don't really want to know each other. And it's beautiful because, like, I'm growing and I'm becoming my own person and I'm letting go of the past and looking to the future. And I'm so excited about it and I wouldn't want it any other way. But it's kind of a hard pill to swallow, and it also puts into perspective, like, who am I? And I've never really, like, really, really questioned who am I, because I've always known whose I am. Like, I've always known I'm a Christian. I've always known my identity in Christ. But it doesn't take away from the fact that, like, it's weird and it's kind of sad and it's something hard to accept. And I feel like I've just been, like, bottling it in because, like, we all experience it. Like, we're all college kids. Like, we all, you know, are becoming new people and are finding new passions and different things. And it's just hard to accept. I don't know. I feel like I am so excited about the future, but I look back on the past and I miss being carefree in a sense of, like, my livelihood, because it's a lot easier to be a Christian when you don't have all the responsibilities of having to make a living for yourself, I feel like. Now, that's a very broad statement, and at the time, you know, when I was a child, I probably wouldn't have thought the same thing. I guess just for me, where I am right now, that statement is true. I wouldn't say that's a true statement, you know, everywhere. Or for everyone, but for me right now, I feel like it was easier to be a Christian because I grew up with, like, under my parents' financial support, and I say that they're still financially supporting me, but I guess it's just all becoming more real to me. And I just recently turned 20, and I was alone for my birthday. Not really alone. Like, I had people and it was great. It was amazing. And people celebrated me and it was awesome and my family came to town. But I was dog sitting my sister's dog at her apartment. And so I woke up, you know, alone in an apartment. And it was just, it's just weird. It's just also weird that, like, I felt so adult. Like, I felt so not, I don't feel alone, and I didn't even feel sad. It's just, I feel different, and change is something hard to accept, but I'm not sad about this change. I think I'm just emotional about it, because I'm letting go of someone who no one really knows who she is, except for the people that knew me at that time, and I'm not around those people anymore. And I think it's healthy to let that go, that part of my life go. But I can't help but look back and be like, she knew so much and she grew so much. I don't know. I had therapy today, so maybe this is why I'm all emotional. Could be starting my period, but who knows? I always use that as an excuse and it never ends up happening, so whatever. I think there's just a lot of things that I haven't really been admitting to myself, because I don't really know the exact feelings of them. I'm in a season right now where it's the happiest I've ever been. I say that as I'm sniffling, but I'm serious. I'm genuinely so happy and so at peace and more content than I've ever been in my whole life. And I rejoice in that, because a year ago today, I was in the depths of my depression. And I am so thankful that the Lord brought me out of that. And yet, I can't understand my feelings. And I know it's normal. You know, we're told it's normal. But you can't really put into words how you feel. And it's almost like I just have to go through these feelings. I feel like I'm really, really learning who I am and really becoming someone who I don't really, like, it's like I'm becoming something I don't know the end result of. And I guess that's the whole point of blind faith, you know, is blindly relying and putting your faith in the Lord when you have no idea where you're at. I don't think I've ever been in such a place where I'm so easily influenced, because I am 20 years old and in college and learning so many things every day about the world, about myself. There's so much out there that I just don't know, and it's amazing to learn. And I know my foundation and my identity, and that can propel me even when I have these weird feelings, but I can't help but be frustrated when I don't know exactly how I feel. It's so frustrating when, you know, it's like someone asks you what's wrong and you just feel down, but you can't tell them why. That's like kind of how I feel, but not in like feeling down, just in feeling like learning. I don't know how to put it into words. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how to put it into words. There's so much changing in me, and there's so many ideas, so many feelings within myself on things that I'm coming to terms with. And I just can't put into word. I can't put it all into words. And so I feel like now's my time to not only listen to myself, but also to listen to others. And so I struggle to know where the Lord wants me to take this podcast when I'm in a season of not really knowing what to say. And I know I haven't given it the right amount of prayer. I know I haven't been dedicating as much time as I need to prayer. I'm very good about getting in the Word. I'm very good about studying the Bible. I mean, never good enough. Nothing's ever good enough, which that's a whole nother topic, which I've talked about in many other podcasts before. Not in a way of like, not in a way of like, I stink, but in a way of like, nothing will ever be good enough for Jesus or for we're never going to be able to reach a point that's good enough for the Lord, because he sent his son to die for us, and we could rest in the peace to know that what we do every day, the Lord celebrates, because there never will be like a certain goal we reach where it's like, oh yes, I finally made it, because he laid his son down for all of our lives. But that's a little tangent. But what was I talking about? I don't even know. Oh yeah, getting in the Word, prayer. But I feel I'm very driven in, you know, wanting to read my Bible, which is great, but there's something about prayer that I struggle with. I don't know if it's the fact of having to just sit and be still. I don't know if it's the fact of my mind likes to wander in a million different places. I don't know if it's the fact of I'm very easily distracted, and an Instagram notification could pop up and, you know, that needs my attention. I don't know what it is. Probably all of those things and more. But I feel like once I get my prayer life in check, a lot of things will be more clear. I fasted this summer and it was amazing. I learned so much about myself. I learned so much about myself, and I was connected with the Lord in a way that I've never felt connected to him, and I heard him, and I felt him, and I experienced things and gut feelings that I've never experienced before. I don't feel led to fast again, and I don't want to do it out of, like, my own personal idea just to, like, get something. Like, I don't want to fast just to be like, this is what I need, and so I'm going to fast for it, you know, because it's more of like a works-based, kind of like idea, I guess. I want to fast if the Lord tells me to fast, is basically what I'm saying. And I don't, he's not telling me that. I don't know. I just need to listen. And so I guess the reason why I'm prolonging the faith and fitness, at least for a week, is just because I never want this podcast to be something to where it's just like a super structured, can't go with the flow kind of thing. I mean, this just started with me turning on the mic and speaking. And I feel like I'm putting so much pressure on myself to tell people what the Christian world says is what is supposed to be heard. I listened to a bunch of podcasts with really great people, and, you know, I listened to sermons and all of these things, my pastors at my church here, my church in Nashville. I listened to, you know, the Christian famous people that write books and do all these things. And, you know, it's scripture and it's driven and it's, you know, there's so many things. And they have that way of speaking and saying things that they want to say in the way that they say it. And I feel like I just try to compare myself to them and say, okay, well, this is how they do it, so this is how I need to do it. But I feel like what the Lord is telling me in the short spurts that I actually allow myself to listen is that my voice isn't like theirs. And I don't have to come on this podcast and speak like a quote-unquote Christian. I speak like Abby because he made me Abby. And Abby is a Christian. I speak what the Lord tells me to speak in the way that he shares it to me and allows me to speak it. I don't have to sound like Sadie Robertson. I don't have to sound like John Mark Comer. I don't have to sound like Jonathan Bakluta. I sound like Abby. Because the Lord made me that way. And I feel like for so long, I got caught up in this, oh, I need to put out this Christian image. Now, all of this is very, I feel like this is all very not glorified. This is all very exaggerated right now because I am very emotional. Everything was genuine. Everything's always genuine. When I come on the podcast, everything's genuine. So I don't want to ever discredit anything that has ever been in any of the previous podcasts. But there are underlying feelings that I felt of like, oh, well, I need to say this because I need it to sound valid, or, oh, I need to do this because I want to show people that I'm still a relevant Christian, or, you know, there are those things. And at the end of the day, it's like, come as you are. I mean, the church is made for sinners. The house of the Lord was built for sinful people. Like, I don't need to put out an image of what I think I should put out. I don't even think I was putting out an image of like what I think people want to see. I think sometimes I tend to think to myself, oh, this is how I want to represent myself. But at the end of the day, it's like, it doesn't matter what you want, Abby. What does the Lord want for your life? What is the Lord placing on your heart to share with people? And I'm just talking all of these things out because I'm trying to figure it out as I go and as I put out a new episode each week. And I want to keep putting out an episode each week. But I want to let you guys know, you know, to the people that listen, like, I don't always know. Majority of the times, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't think I'll ever know what I'm doing. If I was doing this as a professional job, getting paid and whatever, I still wouldn't know what I'm doing. If I knew what I was doing, I wouldn't need the Lord, you know? But I think just right now I'm in a very fragile, moldable, influential point in my life where there's so many things that I'm learning and being shaped by and having feelings about that I don't feel lost, but I feel a little, not distracted. Like, I feel a little, I don't know what the word is. It's like if I'm walking through a forest, I'm not lost in the forest. I'm walking on the path, but my head keeps turning. My head keeps turning in different ways where it hears sounds, and it keeps turning when you hear branches and it's looking up and down and all around, but it's still walking on that path. It's still going forward, but it's a slow stroll with lots of distractions. That's how I feel like I am right now. And I feel like I'm at a steady pace. I feel like I'm at a very good, motivated, content place in my life. And I'm learning who, I feel like I'm relearning who I am, because for so long, my struggle was an eating disorder and my temptation was working out too much, and my personality was going out all the time, always busy, always doing things. And now I'm finally at a content place where I'm peaceful and happy and following the Lord and hearing His voice. And I still have lots and lots to work on, but I'm not currently fighting through a season of struggle. I'm in a very, very praise-filled, content season in my life, which I'm grateful for. And I know it won't last forever, but I'm going to enjoy it while I have it, while the Lord has blessed me with it. I feel like that's where I am in this season of life. And so I'm relearning, you know, myself, because for so long, my mind had to think about food and exercise and anorexia and orthorexia, and had to think about all these problems and had to think about, you know, just all of these things. That finally, when that's gone once and for all, and I allow the Lord to fill in where I wasn't able to allow Him to, now that that's all decluttered and gone, and all the depression from last year is gone, you can hear all this in previous podcasts, I don't want to dive into it right now, but all the depression of last year was gone, and I've finally become, you know, who I really feel like Jesus has called me to be, just as a person and as a being in my spirit. Now that I have all of that for the now, in a place where I am content, it's like now I have time to really think, oh, what does Jesus want to do with my life? Like, where has He placed me? What do I think? Who am I? What are the traits that make me me? What are the things? Where are the places? What are the, you know, I'm just learning it. I'm in a season of learning and listening. So where that takes the podcast, I don't know. I feel like I haven't truly found my niche with the podcast. I haven't truly found how I want to structure the podcasts, because sometimes it's more of like a word-based podcast, and sometimes it's more of just me talking. I don't know if I'll ever get to a point to where I really truly make it, you know, a same thing every week. Maybe I will, but right now it's in a kind of weird spot, and I'm just trying to figure it out. I would compare it to, like, if, you know, you've had an Instagram theme for a long time, say you post like super white, pretty, like not saturated, kind of rusticky pictures for like ever. And then you just kind of are like, I want to change it up. And you kind of like test out different pictures and different editing styles for a little while. I feel like that's kind of where I am with the podcast. It's like just kind of like testing it out. So bear with me if this unpredictability is something that you don't enjoy. I mean, makes me really sad, but also it's kind of fun. I encourage you to kind of, I don't know, click on it every once in a while. You never know what you're going to get. Am I going to be worshiping and praising and just giggling all the time, or am I going to be crying my eyes out and pleading to God? Who knows? You'll take it week by week, I guess. But I don't want this podcast to be heard and people to be like feeling sorry for me or anything. I'm not doing this out of pity, but I'm doing it out of vulnerability, because truthfulness bonds people, and I want this to be a safe space and a place of trust. And I want, you know, if you do listen to what I'm saying, and like the words that I'm putting out, I want you to know the whole story. I want you to know what is in the heart of the person that is sharing the word of God with you. And so that's why I do this. And I don't know who needed to hear this. I don't know why the Lord was like, we're going to make you emotional right now. And you're going to turn on the podcast and share it with people. But he had me do it and I'm responding to the call. I'm responding to, you know, the unpredictability of life. And I'm responding to learning who I am day by day. But all I know is even in the unknown and finding out who I am, I know who's guiding me. I know who's leading me. And I know that in everything I do and in every new place I go, in every new trait I acquire, I know who's placing that, who's leading that, and who's guiding me. And even if I have nothing left, I have everything because I have the Lord. And I don't want that to come off cliche or like Hallmark cardy, but truly it is something amazing. The love of the Lord can make the emptiest person feel whole. So with that being said, don't really know what just happened. But we're figuring it out because that's life. And that's the whole point of this podcast, is navigating through who even knows what at this point. I love you all so much. Thank you for listening to basically my therapy session. Please come back next week. Don't let this scare you. I love you. Jesus loves you. Thank you so much for listening. And that's life.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.